This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Reaction to President Bush's proposal to change U.S. immigration policy is mixed. Business leaders and some immigrant rights advocates praise the president's plan to give millions of illegal immigrants in the country temporary work permits. But others condemn the plan and say it rewards immigrants who have broken the law. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports from Los Angeles.
Speaking in the White House's East Room, President Bush told representatives from Hispanic groups and advocacy organizations that the U.S. should have immigration programs that work and make us proud.
Yet today, we do not. Instead, we see many employers turning to the illegal labor market. We see millions of hardworking men and women condemned to fear and insecurity in a massive, undocumented economy.
Mr. Bush said he would urge Congress to pass a temporary guest worker program that would give work permits to illegal immigrants in the U.S. who already hold jobs. The permits would be good for 3 years and would be renewable. All workers would be covered by U.S. labor laws and their wages would be taxed. It's unclear, however, how many permits would be issued. There are anywhere between 8 and 12 million illegal immigrants living in the U.S. And Mr. Bush said workers in foreign countries would also be eligible for the permits, provided they had valid U.S. job offers.
Illegal entry across our borders makes more difficult the
Sin duda, un principio totalmente futurista, ¿no?
For a small group of Mexican immigrants and activists watching the president's speech at a downtown Los Angeles restaurant, the idea of such a broad guest worker program was met with surprise and cautious optimism. Most were glad to hear the president address the problems of undocumented workers in the U.S., but they also wanted more details. Ivan Maria Jimenez, a lawyer and a member of an advisory council to the Mexican government, says without providing a path to citizenship, there are no advantages for illegal immigrants to come forward.
What happens at the end of those 3 years? Seems to me they have more security in the situation now than if they do to come out, apply for this program.
Several here said they thought the president's proposal would score political points with Latinos this election year, but advocates for tighter immigration control say the president may alienate other voters. Ira Melman is a spokesman for the group FAIR, which lobbies for stricter immigration policies. His group is placing ads in Iowa urging voters to reject candidates who support guest worker programs and amnesty for illegal immigrants. He says the president's plan is bad for American workers and taxpayers.
When people work cheaply in the United States, it's only cheap to the employer. The rest of the taxpayers have to pay for all the social costs. They have to pay for education for the children, health care that these employers are not providing, a whole range of social services. So it's simply a massive labor subsidy program that the president wants to not only expand but perpetuate.
But business groups counter that illegal immigrants do the jobs that Americans won't, and ignoring that fact is naive. Manuel Cunha, president of the Nisei Farmers Group in Fresno, California, says his organization has been pushing for a guest worker program for more than 7 years.
It's not a means of cheap labor, and it's not a means of an abundance of labor. It's the labor that I currently have of making those people have a work permit so they can legally cross this border safely with their family and come back and forth.
Bendice a los trabajadores abundantemente.
Bless the workers abundantly.
Many workers gathered at the city-run Day Work Center in South Los Angeles say a legal work program would make life much easier. This 57-year-old man who didn't want to give his name says he's been going back and forth illegally between Mexico and the U.S. for the past 13 years. He says the last time he crossed the border, he watched people die along the way. He says he doesn't want to risk his life anymore. He just wants to work. He hopes President Bush's plan will get passed. But he adds he'll believe it when he sees it. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.